From the Denker Studio on Library Square, this is The Rundown, an exploration of local news, current events, and issues that matter to you. Today on the program, we get an update on the push for immigration reform from Salt Lake attorney Mark Alvarez, immigration expert for Telemundo, Utah. The U.S. House of Representatives is back from its recess, and as attentions are turning to the conflict in Syria, there are some who are wondering whether immigration reform will even be addressed during this session. But politics may still have a hand to play.
With changing demographics across the country, to compete in national elections, they have to change the tune on immigration reform. Frankly, for practical reasons, I think they have to support immigration reform of some sort. They know that.
That conversation, plus a look at today's local headlines, just ahead on The Rundown here on KCPW. And welcome back to The Rundown. I'm Roger McDonough. A little bit later in the program, we'll feature a conversation with Mark Alvarez, an immigration expert, and we'll look at the current state of immigration reform legislation before the U.S. House of Representatives. But first up, we have this summary of today's headlines. Democratic State Senator Luz Robles is kicking off a bid to unseat U.S. Representative Chris Stewart next year, saying the district needs someone who can work across the aisle and break through gridlock in Washington, D.C. Robles officially announced her campaign for the state's 2nd congressional district at the state capitol on Tuesday. Stewart is a first-term Republican from Farmington who represents Utah's 2nd congressional district, which covers the west and south-central regions of the state, stretching from Farmington and Salt Lake City south to St. George. Stewart won the seat last November with 62% of the vote. Robles, the first and only Latina in the Utah State Senate, acknowledges that it will be an uphill battle for a Democrat, but says she plans to court the district's unregistered voters. The first annual Salt Lake Comic Con drew record crowds on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Over 70,000 people attended the three-day event, and at least 40,000 showed up on Saturday alone. With the Salt Palace Convention Center reaching maximum capacity Saturday afternoon, organizers were forced to turn away thousands who had been waiting in long lines outside. According to the governor's office, the event was the largest convention ever held in the state of Utah. This all begs the question, what's so appealing about Comic-Con? We sent KCPW's Ryan Cunningham on a quest to find out.
Unfortunately, I'm not all that into comic books or video games, so naturally, I feel like a press pass to the Salt Lake Comic-Con is a bit wasted on this mild-mannered reporter, especially after seeing the staggeringly long lines outside the surprisingly undersized Salt Palace Convention Center. When I casually walk into the convention center's front doors with my big purple press pass, to my surprise, I actually see something I recognize, a golden robot puppet named Crow from the cult TV show Mystery Science Theater 3000. Crow is attached to Joel, the human character from the show, and Joel is represented by actual human Skylar Shura. As it turns out, Shura paid a pretty penny for his cosplay getup.
Well, I think this jumpsuit was around like 70 without shipping, and then Crow here was about 300. So, yeah.
Shura seems like a pretty typical Comic-Con goer to me, a dedicated fan of an obscure fragment of pop culture. But actually, there are a lot more people dressed simply in their street clothes, like brothers Chase and Colin Carnahan.
Costumes are too expensive.
Yeah,
we're not original people, so.
Ideally, we would love to do something like that, but we just can't at the moment. We might wear a funny t-shirt tomorrow.
Yeah, t-shirts, that's the best we can do.
As well as the diversity of fashion, there are people of all sorts of demographics here, from 90-year-old Stan Lee to 30-somethings, to this young lady who seems intensely focused on a magnetic soccer game.
Do you like Comic-Con so far?
Yes. Yeah? I've been to, like, tons.
What's your favorite part?
Games and, like, it's just really fun.
There's even sci-fi speed dating at Comic-Con. Attendees show up in their costumes and rotate through members of the opposite gender at FTL speed. That's faster than light for those of you unfamiliar with Battlestar Galactica.
Hi.
How's it going?
How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
You having a good day so far?
Yeah, I am.
So, what have you been up to?
Just hanging out with my friends, visiting the booths.
Same here, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing you gotta do with Con. You know?
As if that wasn't surreal enough, seeing William Shatner's glowing, cherubic countenance pass by me in a hallway actually leaves me reactionless. Eventually, I work up a smile, but it's hard to react to a walking icon of celebrity when there's no greasy lens between us. Just a note, we made no eye contact. On my way out, I noticed some quirky paintings. Some are humorous renderings of Star Wars characters, but most are devoid of any pop references. I asked the artist Daryl Driver if his work appealed to the Comic-Con crowd.
Here, I've drawn in everything from hobbits to wizards to ninjas to dark lords. No, I mean, before I thought they were all gonna be like people I couldn't associate with because I wasn't smart enough for Dungeons and Dragons and I wasn't good enough at math. I had that whole appeal like, oh, this is gonna be tough. And now it's like, yeah, these people are great.
In my estimation, Comic-Con is really about culture, and that's something everyone can participate in. Whether you're an artist, an actor, someone who likes costumes, or even if you like being a spectator to it all, Comic-Con enables that for everyone. For KCPW, I'm Ryan Cunningham in Salt Lake City.
And I'm Roger McDonough. You're listening to The Rundown. Stay with us.